Greetings. I'm Sevilla Mann, and this is Why's That? Each month, Why's That answers a question you send us. Tell us what in Southwest Michigan makes you curious at WMUK.org. You've heard church bells. These are church air handlers at First Congregational in downtown Kalamazoo. 2.5 stories underground, this room full of noisy equipment had a different purpose 50 years ago. It was meant to shelter people in the event of a nuclear attack.
On the shelf up here, you can still see some resources and materials from the Office of Civil Defense. Those are water canisters that store fresh drinking water.
That's First Congregational Pastor Nathan Dannison.
There's not a lot of room for other people to stand or anything, though, if there were an emergency.
And that's WMUK listener Sarah Schneider-Koning. Growing up, she says she used to see signs for fallout shelters.
And now you don't see them as much. And with current political things, happenings, it's always kind of a thought like, well, what would we do?
Kalamazoo used to have a plan for sheltering from nuclear fallout. In 1972, the Kalamazoo Gazette published a list of shelters. Some 261 gathering points together had room for most, though not all, of the county's population. Many were downtown. City of Kalamazoo Historic Preservation Coordinator Sharon Ferraro says the city had long banned wood buildings in downtown because of the risk of fire.
So the downtown was the natural place where you were going to find buildings made of masonry.
Masonry that would protect from radiation better than lighter materials. Ferraro says the civil defense planners wanted to make the most of existing buildings, such as schools and libraries.
Plus the fact that when the alert came, the question was, how much time would you have?
Maybe not that much. Not everyone would have gone to a public shelter. Ferraro says some people built their own.
I'd be willing to bet that most people that have an unexplained heavy-duty room in the basement might not even realize that that's what they've got.
At a house in the Vine neighborhood, Todd Ernest and I walk through the basement to a low doorway in the wall. A few more steps down a narrow cement hallway, and we turn into a cubbyhole. This is it.
This is it. Yep. And so it's under the yard.
It's got cement walls, a steel roof.
There's a triple bunk and a small hole in the middle on the floor. And there's a bunch of old booze in here.
Ernest says the Latvian family that built the house in the 1950s believed that Russia would not hesitate to use nuclear weapons.
People ask us if we ever hang out down here, and it's just kind of, I don't know, creepy, sort of.
But Ernest says eventually they did start showing it to friends. Not far away, in Westnich Hill, Jake and Ashton Hunter also live in a house with a bomb shelter. It's the same idea, a concrete room off of the basement, but on a grander scale. The room's got a water tank, a small cast-iron-type stove, and a wheel-shaped device probably involved in air circulation. Jake Hunter turns the handle. Ashton says they were living out of state before they bought the house, so they sent friends to take a look.
And we were FaceTiming with them, and they were coming downstairs to check out the basement, and they're like, oh, what's this little door? And they push it open, and it's like this whole layer, like, what's this? And then we lose service with them because there's no service in here.
Ashton says the shelter's a great feature at a Halloween party.
We had probably 10 people in there at some point just because it's got the spook factor, and so everyone was so curious about it.
But she wonders if it would really protect anyone from fallout. The Federal Emergency Management Agency does have basements on its list of possibly worthy shelters, but it recommends looking for a shelter several stories underground if you're near a target. Kalamazoo County Sheriff Rick Fuller says his office's list of shelters has fallen out of date. Fuller says FEMA has the most current plans, but FEMA's website says that when it comes to shelters, you should check with your local officials or look around for shelters on your own. As the U.S. and North Korea trade threats over nukes, Sarah says it's understandable that people would worry, at least a little.
I made a little post on Facebook the other day that I was doing this, and a lot of people were like, yeah, where are the shelters? What do we do? So I think a lot of people are not sure what they're supposed to do.
If something in Southwest Michigan has made you curious, tell us about it at WMUK.org. For WMUK, I'm Sevilla Mann.